wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Today's show is brought to you by Elf Repellent, keeping elves out of homes since 1947. It's Elf Repellent.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
7 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Moon. The president tweeting about former FBI Director James Comey ahead of his scheduled appearance before the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees for closed-door testimony about the Russia probe, as well as his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. The president tweeting, Comey and special counsel Robert Mueller are best friends.
Part of Comey's agreement includes the release of a transcript 24 hours after the testimony, but some House Democrats suggest it could be delayed because he is expected to discuss classified material.
Fox's Sean Langell. President George H.W. Bush now laid to rest at his presidential library in College Station, Texas.
The Navy performed a record 21 jet flyover to honor the 41st president.
Fox's Cheryl Cassoni. This is Fox News.
You found a morning radio program that's like a Christmas classic.
We're all misfits.
Wake up with Greg Budell.
Silver and gold. Wahoo!
Jay Scott.
A kid. She said a kid.
Emily Hayes.
Who ever heard of a skinny Santa? Eat.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And 40-year man Rich Thomas.
Someday I'd like to be a dentist.
So don't look under the tree. Your present is right here.
I tell you, you're looking at a mighty humble bumble.
It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
You go down in history.
Well, Rich Thomas is out of town for a couple of days, but I'll bet he really misses us.
Nope.
Fine, then. Have it your way, Burger King. I'm Greg Budell. Jay Scott is in the house.
Great Scott.
Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And the Rusty Lady. I actually thought that was pretty clever.
That's somebody pretty said, clever. I like
that. Two men and a rusty lady?
Something like that.
But Rusty Aldrich, kind enough to come in and hang out with us this morning. Much appreciated.
Always a pleasure.
But just because Rich may not be here in the studio with us does not mean he is not working on the weather for us. So here's his forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as a formidable storm system threatens a lot of weekend plans. For today, mostly cloudy, not as cool. High temperature up to about 57. Tonight, a steady rain develops, especially late tonight and through the overnight hours, low 44. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, periods of rain, a cold rain with a high of 49, low Saturday night, 44. On Sunday, rain is likely at times, high temperature around 50. Then on Monday, a cold winter's day with a high of only 44. Breezy, chance of a shower left over. Stay on top of this weather system with our free weather app. Go to the App Store and get it on your phone or tablet today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we are at 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. I think we should head down to the traffic dungeon, see what's going on with the roads.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, your Friday morning looking good. However, school zones are activated right now. We have crossing guards out there. A lot to watch out for. Of course, school buses arriving. As far as accidents go, we're okay. Haynes Ambulance Service, they're on an emergency run. They're coming southbound on Wetumpka Highway. The Toyota-thon is going on now. Stop by Reinhardt Toyota or go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Hit that big green button and unlock your special price.
Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We have one of those ring systems installed at our house by Mr. Electric. And yeah. Picked it up at Costco and...
To get the app on your phone so you can get everything.
Roz has it. I don't have it yet.
Oh, okay.
Right now, I'm trying to see if my phone's going to last another day or two. Watch, I'll get the app on it, get everything working, and then it's just going to crap out.
Your phone went stupid.
You've had that phone for a very long time.
Well, here's why. Is it because I'm cheap? No. But last year, I gave Roz and Janelle the new iPhone that came out last year. And I thought of them first.
He's selfless.
Very sweet.
He's selfless.
And I didn't mean that you couldn't get yourself a new phone. I'm just saying that there comes a time in a phone's life.
Yeah, I know. And eventually, I'm sure I will.
Yeah, it's up to 60% now.
It's a good charger.
So it's still charging.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a bad cord.
You're welcome.
I beg to differ. But where at 9 can I buy?
Best Buy's open, I think, at 9.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can go there. Also,
Want like $50 for a new cord, right?
Right. If you get look, the ones that I get off of Amazon for like $7.
That one, that Eric ordered that one off
of
Amazon.
Worked pretty good.
Yeah, lasts much longer than the ones that Apple ever gives me.
Hmm.
It's ridiculous. The stuff you get from their company is horrible, but the thing I buy for $7 can work forever.
Yeah.
Well, the ring system that Mr. Electric has installed now protects us against porch pirates.
Arr.
But if you don't have a ring system or you don't have a great electrician like Mr. Electric, there are a couple of things you can do to protect yourself. Because there are people that go around in pairs and case neighborhoods for packages being left off at the front door.
It's so horrible.
I sent Janelle a new Keurig. That's what she wanted for, it was on her Christmas wish list.
She get it?
Well, the Amazon or the UPS, actually, by the time it got to them, the USPS was delivering it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And they signed off saying, handed directly to customer. Well, she wasn't home.
Hmm.
So one of her neighbors got a new Keurig. But I got to tell you, Amazon fixed it. I talked to them yesterday. They already removed the charge for the original item. And the new one, they gave me free overnight shipping. So she'll get it today at work at the zoo. So I'm going to send stuff there now instead of trusting neighbors. I have trustworthy neighbors. I have great neighbors, but... it's the people that go around in cars in case cul-de-sacs and stuff that do this. There was a funny video last year, remember? Some woman was, there's two girls working as a team. Girl gets out of the car, runs up to the porch, and the person was home and saw him and came flying out and tackled the thief. Her friend, her accomplice, drove off.
Oh, wow.
And left her to get picked up by the cops.
Hmm.
That was...
what a great friend.
Well, yeah. You know, the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Lamont Cranston.
team up with your neighbors. Well, that's a good thing to do. And that's why I feel lucky we have a great group in our cul-de-sac. Everybody kind of looks out for each other. You can always request them to keep an eye out for something at your door and take it in if you're not going to be home. Request a signature delivery. The downside is somebody needs to be home to sign it, and that's kind of hard to do on a working day.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sending Janelle stuff to her office now. Track packages online and sign up for delivery notifications. And that usually comes with almost anything you buy on Amazon, right?
Yeah, delivery notification. Yes, I know. I think it's two times in a row on my trips that I've had to send a text to Emily.
Yeah.
Because I would get a notification I would look at my ring and I was like, oh great, they dropped something off, and it's the first day of my vacation away, And I was like, hey,
and
Emily.
Emily was kind enough to go by and...
Well, the first time I did it, she lived in Prattville not too far. And then the second time, I was like, man, I know you're in Millbrook. If you don't mind, I don't know what you're... If you're going to be in Prattville, can you go pick this up?
She'd do it, though, right?
Oh, she did.
Yeah, that's the kind of person you are.
Yeah, and I just kept it in the
she kept it.
Car. No, I didn't keep it. I just waited until he got back. I know a lot of people get, especially this holiday season, are having their stuff sent here. Because we get lots of visits from UPS.
So if you get a package while you're on vacation, call Emily.
No.
She'll run by and pick it up for you.
No.
Install security cameras. And again, if the installation is what has held you back from doing that, call Mr. Electric. They do those installations all the time and you want it done right. And then finally, make it look like your home. Leave lights on a timer. If you have an extra car, park it in the driveway where it's visible. And anything you can do that would give a thief reason to think twice about targeting your house is a good idea.
Dad tell you our Christmas tree is on a timer?
Comes on about 4:30.
Comes on about 4:30, wraps up between 8:30 and 8:45, which is when we go to bed.
All right.
Safety first.
Plugged our tree in the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and it remains lit. But it's all LED bulbs, and they don't use much electricity.
Those are good, yeah.
Well, the old Christmas bulbs, though, the glass ones.
That are about the size of the one on your necklace thing.
Yeah. The C7s, I think.
Yeah.
Or C9s.
You could land planes with those things.
those used to get really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be a lot of Christmas tree fires. Hey, look, it's a random phone call. I grab it. Here we go. Hi, who's this calling us?
It's Broadway Joe.
Broadway Joe, welcome to the show. What can we do for you, buddy?
Well, you know, I just wanted to reiterate what you were saying about doing anything you can to, you know, stop would-be robbers. You know, with my parents, when I was a kid, you know, they went on a little trip, and I had lights that came on at night on a timer, and, of course, I had to build several ingenious, deadly traps against two robbers that were trying to get into my house. It was quite a scary experience. I agree with everything you're saying.
Did you do the thing where the paint can swung down and hit him in the face?
How did you know?
Hey, it's great minds think alike, I guess.
Broadway Joe, who you got riding in the car with you there?
That's Broadway Joe Jr., Junior Jr., and then Little Miss Jr. Because our bus didn't come today for some reason. But it's Junior Jr.'s birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right, well,
that's you, Jake.
We will sing the birthday song as soon as we conclude the call, okay?
I appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you. Thank you. Family-friendly radio, that's what we specialize in here. So we'll have to sing at the end of this Junior?
Yeah.
No, I think it was just Broadway Joe Jr., but he had Junior Jr. and Little Miss Jr. in the car as well.
So what do we sing at the end?
We're singing
who?
Broadway Joe
Jr. To whom
Jr.
it may concern.
All across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you. Oh, my. Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen. Then you can hit the
hey.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday,
Broadway
Joe's kid, the third Esquire,
Jebra.
Please clap.
Oh, Jeb.
Hey, this show, even in the toughest times, I can think of 8 years between 2009 and 2017.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
When jobs are hard to come by. Mm-hmm. But I'm here to tell you that if you're looking for a part-time gig and you want to work for a great guy, a great company, and a restaurant that stays busy and people that tip well, Baumhauer's is looking to add to their team.
Ooh.
They have an excellent training program, and, it's a pretty busy place. And if you're going to work as a server, you want to work at a place where you're going to make some tips.
Yes. Yep.
So here's mine. Go to baumhauers.com and just look for join the team and sign up, because they are looking for help at both of their locations on the Boulevard and downtown, which is open right now, for the phenomenal Baumhauer's breakfast. If you've never had that, you might want to give that a chance because it's excellent. Alrighty, we are at 7:16. Jay's got random facts coming up, and we're going to do our Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Following that, chance to win $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. And let's see, what else we got this hour? Maybe a conundrum.
You've not given us one to mull over.
You know what? I've been looking. I had that stack. I printed it.
Is it in the...
Rusty, you were downstairs in the kitchen. Remember that stuff on the table?
There was some stuff on the table.
Oh, poopy chickens.
Yeah, big old poopy chickens.
Maybe it's over yonder with the discarded cheese and trashy.
Underway.
Could be.
No, it's not there. It's not stuck to the Golden Globe nominees.
Well, bless it.
Hold it. No. Now I'm on a mission. I'm one of those people. Once I start, I gotta stay with it until I finish.
He was on a mission. Dun, 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 dun. You know.
Well, then every once in a while, when you've exhausted all your sources, you have to say,
"Ah, screw it."
I'll find one online. Jeff.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's been a while since I called in. It's good to hear from y'all again. So, interesting thing about restaurants and happy birthday, you know, they play their little birthday songs and everything. And I've always wondered why they don't play the traditional or sing the traditional happy birthday. And then I find out years ago, I don't know if this is true or not, but I think that the original Happy Birthday song actually has copyrights that makes it where they can't use it.
I've heard that.
They did at one time. That has been, that was overruled in court, actually.
Fairly recently, too, yeah.
Yes.
They don't have to pay royalties for singing Happy Birthday anymore.
Yeah, that is now a royalty-free song.
Mm-hmm. What's the thing? Is it like 70 years, then it goes into public domain? Something like that, 80 years?
It is 70 years after the original creator's death.
Oh.
Yes. Not after the creation, but after the person dies, it has to go a certain number of years. I don't necessarily know that it's 70, but it's at least 70 or more.
Wow.
Before it becomes public domain.
Wow.
I guess that makes sense because, you know, we have all the Christmas songs that have been remade 100 times.
Yeah, because they become royalty, or they become public domain.
You know, Greg's favorite movie, Christmas movie? It's A Wonderful Life. Slipped into public domain for a few years, and it was on every time you turned around.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And I think they worked it out. It's back. I think NBC owns it now.
Yeah.
NBC, they own the rights, which sucks because they run it like twice during the season. But you can buy it for less than $10 at most stores on a DVD.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got it on video cassette, I think.
But I remember, I didn't discover that movie till 1983.
Really?
And then I remember one time I found it on four channels running it.
At the same time?
At the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it was free. They didn't have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. It was on last night. I caught it, the last of it, when I got home.
We appreciate your call.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye. Your listening devices handy. Take notes because Jay's got random facts. That'll be followed by our pop quiz worth $10 free shopping at Food Outlet, and I'll tell you all about this week's special.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama Catholic Church officials have now released the names of priests and other officials who had credible accusations of sexual misconduct with minors made against them. There are a number of names associated with local Catholic churches. To see the full list, visit our website, alabamanews.net. Autauga County authorities are looking for the person who broke into the Autaugaville school. They say the suspect used a BB gun to shoot out an office window and then stole school property. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And students at Virginia College are still looking for answers after the school suddenly announced its closing Wednesday. Many students say they're getting conflicting information about the next steps, and they don't know what's happening to the tuition they've already paid. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's the most fattening time of the year. Just got done with Thanksgiving. Now relatives bringing more cakes and treats here. Fattiest season of all. When the chocolate is melting, I'm loosening my belt and I'm eating it all. It's the fat, fattiest season of all. There'll be nuts that were roasting, marshmallows were toasting, I feel myself turning to dough. I can't wait for the glazed ham and all sorts of fruit jam. When Christmas comes, I tend to grow. It's the fat, fattiest season of all. There'll be all kinds of pie and I might even try Annam's fruitcake this year. It's the most fattening time. It's the most fattening time. It's the most fattening time of the year.
A new production of The Sound of Music, the most popular American musical of all time, premieres at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival, November 15th through December 30th. This delightful family musical will enchant audiences with its Tony and Grammy Award-winning best score, featuring songs such as My Favorite Things, Do Re Mi, and Climb Every Mountain. Don't miss this special event at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. Get your tickets at asf.net today.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan, and if you want it fresh, Tucker Pecan is the place to go.
That's right, Bubba. At Tucker Pecan, we've been doing this since 1952. That's a long time. And over all those years, what we've always done is serve the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Now we make the fresh chocolate-covered pecans, whether you want white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, honey pecans, pralines, cinnamon. You take your pick. We don't freeze them. We make them fresh daily. Make the pralines. Make the divinity. The turtles. We do it all fresh daily. That's the difference in Tucker Pecan Company. And if you want to do something for your family and friends or your business acquaintances, you call us and we will take care of the rest. You send us your list and we'll get it out the door. That's what we do at Tucker Pecan. We make your family giving and your friend giving and your client giving our giving. We take care of it ourselves and do the best possible job you will find anywhere. And we are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Happy holidays from your friends at Wholesale Hunter. The folks at Wholesale Hunter on Fire Tower Road and Highway 14 express their sincerest thanks for your loyalty and goodwill throughout the year. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter.
Hi, I'm Felicia Seaman.
And I'm Rebecca Allure, and we are
Smart Skin Spa and Salon.
In historic downtown Prattville, we are proud to offer a full menu of med spa, day spa, and salon services to our community.
Find us on Facebook to see the holiday specials available now.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
With boughs of holly.
Translated, cover up your house with plants.
Tis the season to be jolly.
The beats this time of year makes me dance.
Don we now our gay apparel.
In other words, we put our happy clothes on.
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol.
I guess that means singing carols, walking around.
And now, I say we deck the halls with boughs of
random.
Nicely done.
My hat is off to you, sir.
Some of the ones like these, I'm wondering, why hasn't he done those before? Because that's like, that's perfect. And I'm surprised we haven't used that before, either this year or in previous.
I got to be honest with you. I thought I would run out of ways to do this a year ago.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I remember when you were going to retire it.
Yeah, because I didn't want, you know, but... As long as they're there, I'll keep doing it. There if you like it, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. No, they're great. They make a perfect lead-in for when I'm putting together...
And we're going to have Random Facts, right?
Yes, Random Facts.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, I finally got all of News and Views replays done. God, Baron, why do you take so much time off?
calling him out. Who will be called out this week?
He going to get some Baron. Coal in his stocking. Is that what you say?
No, it's actually his... the easiest show to put together.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure there's lots of Jack in it.
I do love Jack.
Who doesn't
Campbell?
Love Jack Campbell?
Hello. Oh, you meant Jack Campbell? Yes. Did you know Chinese basketball player Yao Ming? He missed the start of the 2007 NBA season so he could march with athletes with disabilities in the Special Olympics,
wow,
which was hosted in his hometown of Shanghai.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
Now, he's like 7.5 feet. Is he the big guy over there?
He's tall.
You can pick him out of a crowd over there.
Yeah. Oh, over there, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Did you know, in the history of the world, there have been 3 plague pandemics.
Hmm.
The last one began in 1894 in China and lasted until 1959, causing the deaths of over 15 million people.
Whoa!
Man.
That's when you get serious about it. That's when they're pandemics.
Yeah. The plague, what exactly? Is that viral or you know, rat? I heard rats carry it on the fleas.
Well, that was the Black Plague.
Oh. This is sort of the off-white plague then.
These are,
I'm still back on random fact number one. I was just thinking, Emily, can name a cat Meow Ming.
Snap out of it.
I'm sorry.
Meow Ming?
Yeah.
Oh, there's, oh God, I opened up a page to the history of the plague, part one.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a Mel Brooks picture, isn't it, man?
Good. The Justinian Plague of 541 and 544. The Black Death of Europe,
uh-huh,
which was the Black Plague.
I heard of that one.
1347 to 1352. And
so these things you just can't take a drift stand and it'll go away. I mean, there's
the third pandemic of 1894.
And that went till 1959?
Yes.
Happy holidays from all your friends at News Talk 93.1
yeah.
FM.
Yeah.
Plague. It's what's for dinner.
Pighead. Did you know that a penny dropped from the top of a skyscraper would not kill a person if it hit you?
Dog.
It would feel more like being flicked on the forehead.
Hmm.
Which can be painful.
It can be painful, but it would not kill you. Although, that was the idea my entire time growing up. If you throw up a penny off the Empire State Building, hit a person, he'll kill them.
And you're up there flicking pennies.
You do it. Yeah, you're trying to throw pennies off the top. I remember watching a video of somebody trying to throw something off the top of a building, but because the wind was so high up there,
blowing it back,
you could
on them.
Never get it off the because there were there's these high whatever when you're on top so that people can't climb over it and jump off. So you've got to throw it way up there and over. And to get it up over the barricade, the wind would just blow it back onto the observation deck.
And would hit you in the head.
Yeah, and I imagine if you were to throw something like a penny off the top of the Empire State Building, it would not fall straight down.
Yeah, the wind would probably...
It would
drift
carry
down.
Carry it somewhere, yeah.
Down to 42nd Street.
Did you know that airplane toilets are louder than home toilets? Well, why is that? Well, it's obvious. Because the speed at which the contents exit the bowl have been clocked at a velocity faster than a Formula One race car.
Oh, wow.
Aren't you not supposed to be sitting on that thing when you flush it?
I have no idea.
Lends a whole new meaning to taking a quick...
I don't think I've actually ever sat on one of those. In an airplane?
Uh-huh.
Hey, as long as we're grossing out the world with plagues and all that,
yeah,
this is a true story. The toilets that are more powerful than airplane toilets are cruise ship toilets.
Really?
Yes. This is a true story. There was a elderly lady who used a cruise ship toilet in her cabin and remained sitting on it
when
she pushed the flush handle.
Uh-huh. And she couldn't find her teeth.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but they did have to rush her to the ship hospital to tuck her intestine back.
No!
Yeah.
No!
And so, then there was a pig head with pig brains.
That's our safety tip of the day. No. It's part of the suction. If you create a seal on top of the toilet,
And I always
Let's face it, you're a little bit too chubby for your own good. Most Americans are somewhat of a chubby country. Face that risk, I'm just saying. And now you know the rest of the story.
Enjoy your cornflakes, folks.
Did you know, if we scale the existence of the universe down to 1 year, so we take Big Bang to now and we shove it all into a year, modern civilization has only been here for the past 14 seconds.
Wow.
At times it doesn't even seem that long.
I know.
Yeah. Did you know that only two of the 40 deceased presidents of the United States are buried in Arlington National Cemetery?
William Howard Taft and John Kennedy.
Those are the two.
And I've seen both of their graves.
What? Now,
Howard's is a little wider than most.
Taft, he was a big fellow, wasn't he?
He put a suction on a toilet like you wouldn't believe.
He put
a seal on a toilet.
That's what got him, I think.
He was assassinated by a toilet.
What? Now, why is he buried there?
Yeah.
He was a Supreme Court justice.
Oh. After he was president?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I like how you're wearing glasses, but you're also holding glasses.
Because I've got a lot on my mind, Jay.
That gives a lot more credence to anything he says.
But
you gotta believe it. He's got two pair of glasses.
It is true, though. This is why I'm wearing one and I'm holding another in my hand. And I tried to put the one in my hand over the ones I'm already wearing. I am not having the best of days.
It's not that you tried to put one over.
Was it because he was kind of leaned back in his chair and he has his glasses on, but then he was using that hand, kind of shaking the glasses in his hand to make a point?
He was given the scholarly gestures of someone holding glasses in their hand while also wearing glasses to double the effect.
Like Robert Stack in Airplane.
Oh,
he pulled off the shades.
Yeah,
he had another kid. Yeah.
Let's see if that actually works. Let's see if I can do that. All right, here's what we must do.
That was a visual for us, folks. That was not a darn good one.
Did you know Sad Hill Cemetery?
Jay.
You may be familiar. You're familiar with Sad Hill Cemetery?
I am not. No.
It's the cemetery that was built for the film The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Yeah. Because I think you were watching that.
That was a huge.
Yeah.
Because I watched that movie not that long ago, and I loved it.
That's a great movie.
But the treasure is buried in a grave.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it sure looked to me like they actually dug or created this enormous...
Yeah, the cemetery was created for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and it was actually never removed. It is still available as a tourist attraction today.
Wow.
With a dug-up Arch Stanton grave.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And a hanging rope on a tree next to it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, it's in Italy, probably, isn't it?
That
was one of those Italian Westerns, as they were called.
Spaghetti Westerns.
Yeah.
You know, that for the first one of those, I think that was the first of three that Clint Eastwood made, he was paid $50,000. That was good money. That's maybe $500,000 in today's dollars. But by the third movie, he was getting his seven-figure salary.
Okay, there's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly for a few dollars more and Fistful of Dollars. I don't know what. But
they did the third one in that series, he was far better compensated because they were all big hits.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Santo Domingo, Spain.
Ooh.
Yes, you have to go to Spain to get the Sad Hill Cemetery.
Go see that.
In fact,
catch a bullfight.
In Good, Bad, and Ugly, the guy who plays the ugly really well, Eli Wallach, would be celebrating a birthday today if he wasn't dead.
He was.
Oh, was his birthday today?
Yes.
150 or something.
Like I did mention that. I believe.
I guess I just didn't put the connection of him being...
He was Tuco.
Yes.
In the movie.
And Lee Van Cleef was the other bad guy. He was...
Yeah. He just is a great bad guy.
Yeah, he is. He's also in the movie Beast from 20,000 Fathoms.
Really?
Emily.
Yes, he is.
You just don't... I think we've left you out. Got any girly stuff in there, Jay?
I'll see. I got something about Christopher Columbus. Did you know that he never thought that he had ever discovered America? He went to his grave believing that he had landed in East Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm a failure. I didn't discover a new land.
How do you like that? He goes to heaven. They tell him, hey, you discovered America.
Oh, what a surprise!
Did you know in 1942, the United States shut off all power in Los Angeles and opened fire on an unidentified aircraft?
Right. It is the inspiration for the worst comedy ever made, 1941. A movie, by the way, that shows what happens when an entire movie cast, the writers and producers, are all snorting copious amounts of cocaine, because it distorts what your sense of humor is.
Isn't that why
Howard the Duck?
That's the other great example of a movie that was produced on cocaine. Yeah. Seriously,
isn't that why that happened though in L.A.? Not because of the cocaine, but because of December 7th, 1941. You know, everybody, tensions were high.
Oh yeah,
for anything going on, where it's like, well, if they could attack there,
the people that lived along the coastline were out with guns. They would sit on their porch at night waiting for submarines, Japanese submarines, to surface. There were all kinds of rumors going on.
Yeah. Did you know from 1966 to 1967, Bruce Lee played in the Green Hornets as Kato, the sidekick of the Green Hornet. However, his fighting skills were so very impressive, he completely overshadowed the Green Hornet, and it led to his show being marketed as the Kato Show in Hong Kong.
He was huge.
Yeah. And finally, did you know that the palm trees that line the streets in L.A. were imported?
I knew that.
They were there to advertise real estate. And they were imported there. They didn't actually grow there. So.
Imported from where?
Palm tree land.
Florida?
Palm tree land, yes. Let me look. That'd be interesting to know where they actually came from.
And those things don't have a very good root system. I mean, they'll blow over in a heartbeat.
They can, yes.
Uh-huh. The trees of urban does not provide shade. Single species, first word. Palm trees are not really trees. Oh, God. There's this whole thing of... Once the railroads came to Los Angeles, whole backstory.
And they had the Black Plague, and the trees fell over. And
well, while you're looking it up, let me mention this, since we're talking about trees.
Yeah?
Need a chainsaw to trim yours? Lewis Lawn. Okay? We are about a week, maybe 9 days at the most, from Tree Denusion Day, when all trees that shed their leaves are fully naked before the world. We are ankle deep in them in the driveway, and every time I have time to go blow them out, literally, it's like they're a foot thick.
Wow.
It rains, so they get wet. So my steel blower is on standby. This probably better get to it before I come in this afternoon, because of the rain that's coming. We're going to get Rich's forecast in a moment. Steel blower is an excellent thing to have year-round. It also cleans off your deck, your patio, your porch very, very quickly, and they've got them at Lewis Lawn. They have some great mower options for you. Now's a good time to buy, because as the 2019 models come in, they'd like to move out the 2018 inventory. All comes with a full warranty. And, of course, when it needs repair or service, you bring it right back to Lewis Lawn, because they have a full service department there. Chad Sasser heads up an excellent counter staff. He also tracks the manufacturer's specials, incentives, interest rate programs, and more. So ask if you're looking for a particular deal on a particular brand. They also carry Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, and I mentioned Steel at Lewis Lawn. And some great behind-the-counter stuff, too. See them at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Their number is 244-9191. Open now. Open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. That is Lewis Lawn. Are you ready with a question?
Yes.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Wow, I didn't realize what time it was. I'm going to make this question hopefully easy for you. Name the two presidents who are buried in Arlington National Cemetery. That's it. Just name the two.
Well, it's a lot easier than telling us where the other 37...
Yeah, name the... We know where two presidents are buried.
Yeah.
Tell us where all the others are.
There's one guy in a ditch in Raymer.
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228 if you have the answer to today's pop quiz question, $10 free shopping at the food outlet nearest you. And we'll tell you about this week's food outlet specials after we talk to our winner. 272-9228.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as a formidable storm system threatens a lot of weekend plans. For today, mostly cloudy, not as cool. High temperature up to about 57. Tonight, a steady rain develops, especially late tonight and through the overnight hours, low 44. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, periods of rain, a cold rain with a high of 49, low Saturday night, 44. On Sunday, rain is likely at times, high temperature around 50. Then on Monday, a cold winter's day with a high of only 44. Breezy, chance of a shower left over. Stay on top of this weather system with our free weather app. Go to the App Store and get it on your phone or tablet today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich, you want to hang around for the winning moment?
Thanks, but no thanks. Sorry.
Okay. No, we get it. You're on vacation, man. Melanie is the first person to guess on today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Who are the two?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Who are the two presidents buried at Arlington?
That would be President Taft and President Kennedy.
Yay. Correct.
Woo! Good job.
Yay.
You are a winner, and we really appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thank you so much.
Since you're on the line, did you catch the entire edition of Random Facts?
Well, it was on, and my thoughts were elsewhere from time to time, so I'm not sure I
it
heard
happens.
It all.
It happens.
Yeah.
This is a time of the year where our minds wander a little bit. That's cool. Anyway.
It is, but I heard that about Arlington because I have been to the, I've seen the changing of the guard and all that, and it is the most amazing thing.
It is something that every American should do.
It when, really is.
And when you see those endless rows of geometrically arranged white crosses, and you realize how many people have
right.
served our country.
Yes, it's a very somber. It's just, I mean, I was just shocked at how many people were there, and it was so quiet.
Yes.
So quiet. Everybody's just, you know, silent, respectful. Mm. I mean, it was just, and the only other thing that I've seen that's come close to affecting me like that was the World War II Memorial. It's also very effective.
That one I haven't seen. When I was in D.C., they had not built that memorial.
Oh,
at
you
the
need
time.
To see it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I haven't. I have not seen it either, except.
Yeah, okay, y'all go to D.C., y'all got to see it for real.
We'll take a road trip and go together as a family.
Well, as long as I got you on the line, let me mention a couple of specials at Food Outlet. You might want to pick up your winnings today. Because you can get 5 pounds of delicious USDA fresh chicken tenders. The recommended chicken tender of Bailey the Wonder Dog. For $1.87 a pound, they got top sirloin for $2.98. Steak and eggs, guys, next week for sure.
Good.
Or if you could actually get some exercise too, you get 5 pounds of russet potatoes for $1.81 a bag and walk out with 25 pounds with a $10 certificate.
Wow.
Or 10 pounds That's of great. Sirloin pork chops. Just for starters, the Food Outlet, Jay's going to get the rest of your information. And let me just mention this. When you compare, like Coke products, $3 for the 12-pack of cans of all Coca-Cola products. I have seen them as high as $3.99, even more in some stores. Mm-hmm. The big chains create the illusion that, well, we have more locations, we have better buying power. And it just ain't true. When you comparison shop, and I've done the reconnaissance, I do it frequently just to make sure I can look you in the radio and tell you the truth. You will save significant dollars when you do your big weekly grocery shop at Food Outlet. 3 locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street in the preferred community just west of Highway 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery taking pictures of the chicken tenders for a certain dog who wants to know that she's going to be eating good stuff for the next few days. We've got Fox Business. By the way, this weird market week, big loss, not the day before, 2 days ago, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, the market was closed for Bush. Yesterday, the market started down. Remember, before we were off the air, it was down like 800 points. Yeah. And then it rallied all day long and almost regained all of its lie, only down 97. Brad McDonald will join us this afternoon after 5 to recap today's market news. Key is stay calm, don't panic. It's all going to work out. If you have never talked to a money manager about building something for your financial future, may I recommend a call to him at 387-0094. Make it no charge, just an appointment to talk. They're not going to try to sell you anything. Just want to say, where do you want to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years? Nobody's better than that team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. 387-0094. It is 746.
Yesterday's roller coaster trading session, U.S. stock futures are lower as we head towards the open. We'll be getting the November payroll numbers this morning. Economists say they expect a strong report. Tariffs are starting to bite. American companies that import products are reportedly starting to pay record amounts in customs duties. Tariff collections were higher than $5 billion in October. Boeing is backing out of a deal with China, canceling its order for a satellite that was financed by a company owned by the Chinese government. Boeing decided to scrap the agreement after it found out that the government had a role in handing over about $200 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on Lawrence. This is going to be on the bridge over 85. Also, another accident, 3400 West Edgemont. Haynes Ambulance Service coming off Ann Street to 85 North. Watch out for them. That disabled 18-wheeler on Taylor Road near East Chase, it's out of the way now. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can get up to $1,000 holiday cash when you purchase a Toyota RAV4. The RAV4 is an incredible vehicle. Yours is at Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Christmas is a time for forgiveness.
Merry Christmas!
I feel like a giddy schoolgirl on Christmas Eve the night before I marry Santa.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduated from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be a Tauga Off-Road, located next to Auto Save Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from a Tauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
I'll just call you a cab.
I was hoping you'd be.
You can wait out by the curb.
Maybe I'll stay.
You already said no, I've called that cab.
My mother won't need to worry.
Here is your coat and gloves.
My father is out of town.
Let's just listen for the horn.
There is no need for me to scurry.
I really wish that cab would hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
You can take it to go.
I really don't
it's
mind.
It's not really that bad out there.
So what would you think?
Wait, I thought you already said no.
I've changed my mind.
What, are you still here now?
I don't need to go.
Oh, here's your hat. You don't need to dwell.
No need to say no, no, no.
I'd really like you to go.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Can you wait outside for your ride?
I really can stay.
I think we settled that.
Baby, it's cold.
You gotta go.
Hey, wait,
nope,
what are you
no,
doing?
Come on, here you go.
Doing?
Nope, you're going. There you go. Oh, there's your cab.
Wait.
Bye.
All right, finally, after a week of controversy, that song has been fixed. Did you like it?
No.
you didn't think?
No.
You tried.
I did. I guess I just didn't try hard enough, did I?
No.
All right. Let's talk about the... it's another one of these end-of-the-year lists.
Okay.
The five worst movies and TV shows of 2018. Now, I'll give you guys a minute to think here. What do you think one of the five worst movies of 2018 might be?
Five worst... A bad movie.
You don't have to necessarily see it, just reputationally speaking.
Reputationally speaking?
Yes. It's from Entertainment Weekly, by the way.
There had to have been a Johnny Depp movie over the summer that bombed, right?
Yeah.
You could name almost any Johnny Depp movie and it would qualify.
Anything without pirates in it probably didn't do well.
And even those aren't looking too great for him anymore.
Well, they've got like nine of them out, don't they?
Let's count down the top five according to Entertainment Weekly.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Number five.
Speak up, we're on the radio. The Cloverfield Paradox.
Well, that wasn't even in theaters.
Never heard of it.
It was on Netflix. It was announced during the Super Bowl, and it showed up on Netflix that night right after the Super Bowl.
Well, I should have prefaced this by saying not everything was theatrically released. It also includes Netflix movies produced for Netflix and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, that was number five.
Number four.
Venom.
Really?
Starring Tom Hardy. Yes.
That was out in October. Comes out on video next week.
Now, I thought this movie would be number one, but...
Number three.
Because just seeing the trailer for it made me laugh out loud. Gotti with John Travolta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mr. Carter, I'm going to take you on a ride, man.
Yeah.
Number two.
Life Itself. Featuring Oscar Isaac, Annette Bening, who I always thought was pretty hot, and Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, no, I give you that same look.
Yeah, I don't
know. It's not ringing a bell.
Brace yourselves.
And number one.
50 Shades Freed.
Now worst I'm looking at you a little differently.
That was the worst movie of the year?
According to Entertainment Weekly, the worst movie of the year.
Well.
Now let's count down.
I saw it in theaters just like I saw them all.
What'd you think?
Oh, I was quite pleased.
Didn't you go with Jack? Did you go with Jack?
No, please. Jack stood me up.
Man.
Oh, you were going to see that with Jack Campbell?
Ooh, and I had forgotten that, too.
Yeah.
So now I can
Now you can be mad at him all over again.
Milk it for a better wedding gift.
Five worst TV shows. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Five worst TV shows.
On TV.
NBC's Reverie.
I don't even remember.
No.
Well, they apparently the network agreed because they canceled it after just one season.
Number four.
Sweet Bitter.
What?
On Starz Network.
I haven't heard of these things.
I saw it. I watched the whole thing.
Sweet Bitter.
It's the only thing that I got sucked into every episode. And I found it by accident.
What was it about?
It's about a swanky restaurant in New York and the pecking order of waitresses, busboys, bartenders, and their little power structure.
Oh.
And the guy that owns it is a really quirky fella. I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, I was going to ask what your opinion was since it's thrown into the worst list anybody, of TV shows.
Anybody we would know in that?
No.
Okay.
There are people you'd like to know.
Oh, okay.
But nobody would know off the top of your head. Oh. I thought it was kind of a quirky, interesting little
thing. Is it still going or did it get canceled?
Well, I sure hope they do at least one more season because
they left it on a cliffhanger.
They sure did. Yeah.
So who ordered the extra bread?
Number three.
Insatiable.
Oh, yeah. I never watched it, but I saw a lot of chatter about it.
What was it
it's about?
It's
about a...
What's Insatiable?
Do it again. I like it.
Woo.
About a girl who moves to New York City. I mean, no. Somebody who's been accused of fat shaming. Girl that moved to New York City was Sweet Bitter. My error. Well, I missed by one line.
No, she, I don't know. That whole premise is she's a big girl. She's bullied. She loses a lot of weight. And then she just
goes and gets revenge.
Gets revenge. But they, I don't know. It doesn't sound very good. Nothing I've seen looks very good.
Number two.
Very deserving. Who is America? That was the Sacha Baron Cohen stunt show in which he hoodwinked legitimate people into thinking they were part of a serious interview, and then he turned around and mocked them. He got sued by several people, by the way. One of whom was...
He got Roy Moore, didn't he?
He got Roy Moore. It was one of them, yeah. I think Roy Moore is also one that sued him.
Number one.
The reimagining of Lost in Space on Netflix was deemed the worst TV show.
I liked that.
I haven't seen all of it. I saw about six episodes of
it. I enjoyed that.
Well, we discussed this further, but we don't have time because
here's another Emily segment.
Oh my.
On News Talk 93.1.
Hi.
Water to it. Let me to it.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
You're not her friend.
To tell you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 as we enter into the holiday season, the height of the holiday season. I know that I get really stiff and my neck and shoulders tend to hurt more when I'm driving more. And as you travel this holiday season, you may be in the car a lot and you may be feeling a little out of sorts. If that's got you not feeling too great, or if it just makes an already existing pain worse, go see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic and get straightened out. They can help you get to the root of your problem, give you some exercises to go along with the care he provides to make that pain go away or become manageable without having to take over-the-counter pain medication or the stuff they keep in the back. So if you don't want to live a painful